Glory and Peace Church, welcome back everyone. Welcome to those online. Hallelujah, let's stand and start praise and worship. We are worshiping the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords this morning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, we worship Him this morning. Hallelujah.
Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel. Oh,
Sing Noel, Noel. Send the shadows to fly.
Light of the world, from the beginning, the tragedies of time were no match for your love. From great eyes of glory, you saw my story. God, you entered in and became one of us.
fire in his eyes. He will ransom his own. The clouds he will lead us straight into glory, and there he shall reign.
Father, we thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you, Father, that you just not just think about yourself and your completeness and your wholeness. You thought about us. You saw us defeated, naked and ashamed, and you did something about it. You did not leave us, you did not forsake us. You came and you joined yourself with us, took all of our sins, all of our sicknesses and our diseases. You took our defeat to yourself, and in exchange, you gave us divine health. You give to us peace, which passes all understanding. You gave us strength. You did that all because of your loving kindness and your tender mercies. And today, we once lost sing the songs of triumph. We step in and we take on the challenges of life, knowing, Father, that you back us. Knowing, O God, that you are a good shepherd and that we'll never lack anything. For you will not hold back any good thing from those that you have loved. All around the world today, carols have been sung, publicly and in secret. Lives have been changed, all because you came and became our Emmanuel, God with us. Thank you, Father, that you're not ashamed of us. You've removed our shame and given to us grace, abiding grace. Thank you, Lord. We are here to worship you. We are here to adore you. We are here to magnify your holy name. Be exalted King of Kings and Lord of Lords forever. Thank you, Jesus. Can we sing "Here I Am to Worship"? Thank you, Jesus. You stepped from the splendor of glory to come into a dark world, to give it the light that it deserves and needs. Today we receive everything you came to accomplish. Our lives forever changed. Use our lives, O God, to torment the devil and all his cohorts, and to bring release to those who are yet in darkness. In Jesus' mighty name, we decree so. And all of God's put together in agreement said, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. You may be seated. It's a joy to have you all here this morning to worship the Most High God. And I love you guys in red. It looks really sharp. Awesome. What happened to your red? Oh, a square. I knew you were going to do that. Praise the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you. Before Mama comes up to lead us in our time of prayer and intercession, I want to look at two passages of scriptures real quickly. First one is Matthew 1 and verse 23, and the second, Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14. Matthew 1, 23, and Isaiah 7 and verse 14. It says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being, present tense continuous, being interpreted is God with us. Amen? Just two quick things I want to point out from this passage of scripture. Behold, a virgin shall be with child. That's unusual. Will you accept that? Jesus, our Lord, broke through into the world in a very unusual way. Will you receive that? Well, he did that so that you and I can also break forth in unusual ways. Your breakthrough in life is not the normal way, because normal to God is not always the best way. In the eyes of man, abnormal sounds negative, but in the sight of God, abnormal is the right way. Amen? God is going to do abnormal things. It's called miracles. Hallelujah. He says, "Shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," interpreted God with us. But before God was with us, God was in Mary. Do you see that? Before God becomes a God that is with you, God has to be the God in you. So I want you to declare with me today, Most High God, be God in me, so that you can be God with us. God cannot be the God with us until he's God in you. You have to be a God carrier. Say, I am a God carrier. Until you're a God carrier, you cannot be good to others. Mary was no good to anyone else until God was in her. And you and I have become sons and daughters of the Most High God. I declare tonight and this day, this very moment, this now, that God be mighty in you, and that you become a conduit of great influence that will touch many lives, locally and globally. In Jesus' mighty name, give birth. Be pregnant. And live fulfilled. Do you receive that? Oh, praise God. Mama is going to come and lead us in a time of prayer. And while she's coming, I want to remind us that tonight at 6:30, we're going to have a very special program here. Our young ones are going to be ministering to us from the Christian Education Department. And it's just going to be a glorious time this evening. So make plans to be back this evening and experience God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, good day, everyone.
Good day.
It's good to see you all in church. The year is almost over, so praise the Lord. This is our last Sunday of the year. One more to go. So that will be almost New Year. Praise God. All right, this is the last one before Christmas. And we are having Christmas Eve service. Right, so make sure you come to that. Praise the Lord. No Christmas Day service, but Christmas Eve service. Let us stretch our hands and pray for our children. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for another beautiful day you have given to us. For this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for all our children, all our biological children, spiritual children, extended families, partners, and those children standing right here in the altar. Every child from age 120 plus to zero form, we commit them into your hand. Father, touch their lives. Minister grace to everyone. Age from 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, those in the womb, those walking the earth, every decade of life. Remember all your children. Minister grace to them. May grace and peace be multiplied to everyone. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch their lives. Make something great out of their life. Heal, restore, and make them whole. Those in school age, may they continue to excel. We continue to declare scholarships on our children. You have done so many scholarships in this house. More scholarships in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, God, that your children will be head only and not under. They will not be beneath. They will be above only. We bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. And if you are a child of God this morning, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, bless you, children. See you later. Spirit of the living God, we welcome you into the service. Spirit of wisdom, spirit of knowledge, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. For Jesus said that the words he speak, they are spirit and life. We receive you into our heart, into our home, our city, our nation, our neighborhood, and in the service. Have your way in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Let's read our scripture reading this morning. There are many prophecies given before Jesus was born. We read one in Isaiah. I read one. Did I read one to you last week? I think I did. Isaiah. I read Isaiah. We're not going to Isaiah this morning. And there's one in Micah, and then Matthew, and then we're going to read from Luke this morning. All right, Luke chapter 2. We're not reading all of it. I'll just read a part of it. When you get home, read the whole story. All right? Luke chapter 2. Let's read from, start reading from verse 1. You may read along. And it came to pass In those days, that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. So taxing is not a new thing. It's been going on. 2, and this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone, into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. Praise the Lord. Well, we've been to all this city. We've been to Nazareth. We've been to Bethlehem. They are still dirty today. Praise the Lord. And to be taxed, verse 5, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. Verse 7, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. There's still flock keeping in that same area today. Verse 9, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. May you have a visitation from the Lord in this season and in this new year. Say a big amen. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God. Can you read that with me? Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Say amen. Somebody say, I receive the peace of God. Amen. Verse 15, and it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven. Did you see the scripture we read? That one angel was present, but multitude were around. Hallelujah. I don't know how many multitude are around you this morning. Every child of God, every one of you have angels. Did you know that? And every day they talk to God. They report, they give account of what you're doing. May your angels work for you. Say, angels of mine, work good for me. May you not have bad report, but good report. Say amen. Say amen. So there are multitudes. You are never alone. You have an entourage that is always with you. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. We are now in verse 15. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord had made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. May you learn to keep things that God said to you. Keep them. Let it gestate before you start blabbling. Let it become a full-blown miracle before you begin to talk about it. Say amen. Some people, God tells them something, immediately they vomit it. You must learn to keep things, to gestate, to grow, to take root before you talk about them. You should be saying amen to that. A word for the wise. Because you don't want your miracles aborted. You want them to come to fruition. Say amen. Say amen. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. Rise with me, let us pray. May you spread the news about Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We thank you for another wonderful year of celebrating the birth of Jesus. He's no longer a baby. He's no longer laying in a manger. He's no longer running for his life. He's no longer being taken care of by mom and dad, but he's now the King of Glory. He came, he was born, he died, he rose again, and he resurrected, and he's now seated at the right hand of God the Father, making intercession for us, mediating for us. Father, we give you praise. We thank you for this beautiful gift you gave to us. You gave us salvation. You gave us, you made God to be with us. We give you praise. We give you praise. During this Christmas season, as every family is celebrating, giving thanks and eating and thanking God for all the good things you have done for them all year round, save every family. May salvation come to every household. May every member of every household be saved. The ones that are lost, may they find Jesus. The ones that are discouraged, may they be encouraged. The ones that are sick, may they be healed. The ones that are poor, may they become rich. The ones that are confused, may their mind become at peace with themselves in the name of Jesus. May they return to their original state that you created them to be in the mighty name of Jesus. May they come to themselves. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says when the prodigal son went away, when he came to himself, he remembered to go home. May your people come back to God. May they come to themselves and come back to God. In the mighty name of Jesus, may the feast of the Lord be present. May the glory of God shine upon your people. May we all say glory to God in the highest, and peace be unto all men. In the mighty name of Jesus, we now pray for the peace of Jerusalem, peace within her walls and to her palaces, prosperity. Father, save your people. Your word say all Israel shall be saved. Israel, the apple of your eye. Israel, carved in your palm of your hand. Israel, your firstborn. Israel, your glory. These are the declarations you have made. Father, remember your people, Lord. You made an everlasting covenant with Father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You will bless the seed, his seed. So, Lord, we thank you, God, that we that are grafted in through Jesus Christ, we bless your holy name. So shall you remember every one of us. Father, save your people, Lord. Save the nation of Israel and save the nation of Canada. Save the nation of United States of America. Save Nigeria. Save New Zealand. Save Australia. And save the Fiji Islands. Save your people, Lord. Save all the isles of the seas. Draw people to yourself. Where someone is calling upon the name of the Lord, remember that nation. Deal with the leadership of that nation. Remove all corrupt leaders. Put righteous leaders. Your words say when the righteous rule, the people rejoice. Remove evil from our land. In the mighty name of Jesus, remember the poor in this season. Take care of the widows and the orphan. Let people remember to give to the right people. In the mighty name of Jesus, provide for your people, Lord. Provide for all the household of faith. Provide for Glory and Peace Church International. Provide for the Ephesinos. If you have a last name, you can say provide for your last name. Provide for the family of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you that miracles upon miracles is what we are going to encounter in this season. We call forth for angelic assistance in every aspect of our life. For your word says you've given your angels charge over all our affairs. We say go to now and do what you need to do. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for a wonderful service this morning. Let your healing power flow. Let your resurrection power flow. Let the word of the Lord flow. Let it go into our heart, be in us, and be upon us, and flow out of us. Let your name be glorified. Bless Apostle, myself, and the pastoral team, and the leadership of this church, and the teachers, and every worker in this house, and the congregation, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless those hearing the sound of my voice. Minister grace to them. We declare your healing virtue over your people now. Be healed, be restored, and be made whole. Strength to strength, glory to glory, joy to joy, peace to peace, celebration and thanksgiving. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated.
So the Lord Jesus Christ says, the word of God says, immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand, caught him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith. Now, that's not an indictment. He's saying you had faith. It was little, but you had it. But why did you doubt? O thou of little faith does not mean you doubted. He's saying you had the faith. Why did you get distracted? Because if you have faith, even small as a mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. And if you don't doubt in your heart, you shall receive what you say. Amen? So what is the Lord saying? If you have little faith, you can say to a mountain, be cast into the sea. The problem we face as believers is not that we don't have what we need, is that we've not used what we have. As that statement went, O thou of little faith, why didst thou doubt? And the word of God says, if you have faith small as a mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. And if you do not doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, you shall have what you say. So, O thou of little faith, why did you doubt? If you have little faith, you will say, did you know that doubting has to do with you not saying? That's what the Lord just told us. If you are not saying, you are doubting. You're hesitating. You have faith. It's in you. Everyone has been given a measure of faith. Now, use it. Christine, do you have that, what I sent you last night? That little kid? You don't have it? I stumbled somehow on something last evening of this 3-year-old that was basically making a statement, and the statement simply was, just do it. Just do it. Don't procrastinate. Do it. Don't say, you were saying, tomorrow I'm going to do such and such. Now you are in that tomorrow that you said. Just do it already. Just 3-year-old. And she was walking around and then she's making this statement. Just why statement? This is pre-AI, you know. So I looked and said, well, is this AI? No, this was done 9 years ago. Before they started doing their crazy stuff with AI, there's all kinds of crazy stuff now that you don't know what is true or anything else. And I want to start tonight, or rather, why do I keep on saying tonight? I'm already in tonight. I want to say this morning, use what you've got. You have, I have, we have what we need to do what we got to do. What do you have in your house? The prophet asked. Or I just have some oil, small container of oil. Okay. Go get more containers and pour from what you've got into all that you have gathered. And all of a sudden, the woman whose children are going to be sold now has a thriving oil business. Huh. 5,000 men, not counting the women and the children. And the disciple says, let's send them away because you've been talking for the longest time. You talk longer than Pastor Zeno. He says, well, we can't send them away. They'll faint in the way. God was interested in them not fainting. God is interested in you not fainting. He wants you fully powered. Hallelujah. He says, what do we have? He says, we've got 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He says, okay, bring it to me. 5 loaves and 2 fishes. But what is that going to do amongst all these people? Just sit them down in 50s. I thank you. He breaks the bread, gives it to his disciples, and they go from one group to the other, and they end up with 12 baskets, more than he started with. I believe the Lord is leading me in this direction for somebody. Maybe it's for me. He's just simply saying, you've got all you need to do, all you need to do. Just go for it. Just go for it. All those dreams, all those visions, those prophetic declarations I've pronounced over you, and you're waiting for this to line up and that to line up, just start going. Who is that for? Stop hesitating. Just start going. You've got all you need. I don't have enough money to do this. Just keep on going. A man's life is not defined by whatever it is that he has, but by the God he has. Do you know that you have God? Then you've got what you need. John 1. Watch this. The Gospel of John, St. John, chapter 1. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Praise the Lord for that. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. God with us. And the Word was God. The next verse says this. It says, the same, meaning the Word, was in the beginning. Was in the beginning with God. So the Word was in and with. Come. The Word was what? In and with. We said earlier, before Jesus was with us, before Emmanuel was with us, Emmanuel was in Mary. God has to be in and with. He has to be in to strengthen, just like the rim on the tire. The tire without the rim is just a toy. Growing up, you know, we had the tire and we'll tap it. But when the rim is on there, it can fit into a vehicle, and that rim helps in carrying the weight of that vehicle. Can you imagine? God has to be great in you to be with you. And how is this God in you and with you? He is in you and with you by His what? Thank you very much. Word. Somebody say word. Say it again, word. One more time, word. God is in you by and through His word. So if you don't have the word of God, you don't have God. If you don't have the word of God, you can be bamboozled by the enemy anytime, anywhere. It says, all things were made by Him, the Word. And without Him, the Word was not anything made that was made. Is that not the truth in Genesis 1? God said, everything you need is created by the Word. Praise God. In Psalm 33 and verse 6, we know in Genesis that God breathed into man and man became a living soul. God breathed into man. The man became a living soul. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. It says, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made. Wait a minute. I thought He spoke it and then it was made. Yeah. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made. Mm-hmm. And all the hosts of them by the breath of His mouth. And all the hosts of them by the breath of His mouth. Oh, wait a minute. All the hosts of them by the breath of His mouth. So the breath of His mouth must be the same as the word of the Lord. Are we in agreement? So if the word of the Lord is the breath of the Lord, then when God breathed into me, He breathed into me His word. Will you accept that? So I got filled with the Word of God, which is God. So I got filled with God, and I became alive. Man was breathed into and he became a living soul, or better translated, became a speaking spirit. So, when God breathed into you, he breathed his life into you, he breathed his essence into you, he breathed into you his Godness. And every time you speak, you are speaking the Word of God, and you are creating by your speaking the world that you are living in. I said you're speaking into existence the world you're living in. So, if all you are speaking is not in alignment with the power and the life of God, the Word of God, then you're living in the world that you've created for yourself. A world of defeat, a world of shame, a world of fear, a world of confusion, a world of poverty, a world of lack, a world of sickness and disease, because you keep on saying, my cancer, my diabetes, my high blood pressure. Who said it was yours? In what store did you go to buy that cancer? Or did you steal it? Because you have it. That's what you said. You have it, so you must have bought it. Or you stole it from somewhere. If you understand my thinking. So if it is not yours, then don't lay claim to it. That is not your portion. Because circumstances say this is the way things are going to be in your life does not mean that it is so. What world am I living in? And how can it be changed? Genesis 1 and verse 2 says, after it says, in the beginning, God, it says, the earth was without form and void, and what? Darkness was upon the face of the deep. Darkness was on the face of the what? Deep. Oh, Lord God Almighty. Darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And verse 3 says, and God said, oops! The world is a mess. Is that what it says? What did God say? God said, let there be light. And there was light. Oh. Let there be light, and there was light. What then did it say? It says in the fourth verse, it makes this remarkable statement. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the what? God divided the light from what? God divided the light from what? God said, you are the light of the world. Is that what Jesus said? You are the light of the world. And if he says you're the light of the world, then he's saying, I'm separating you that are light from what? darkness. Say, I am separated from darkness. Darkness covered the deep. What is the deep? The deep is a place of resources, treasures. God says, I'll give you treasures from dark places. God wants to demolish every activity of the evil one and bring to you the resources of glory and bless you and make you a blessing. Somebody say, I am blessed and highly favored of the Lord. I am separated from darkness. Do you believe that? Okay. Hallelujah. He separated the light from the darkness. Listen to what verse 5 says. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And God began the recreation process. God began to call things into place. Let's look quickly. It says, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And it was so. Verse 18, and God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And then verse 9 says, and God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. So there's water all over the place, and God began to separate things. He separated. First of all, he separated waters. Now he separated the land from water. He called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. And he began recreating things, and he's calling things out of stuff that we couldn't see. Verse 12 says something like this. And some of you are wondering, where is he going with all of this? Suppose, I thought he was preaching about Christmas. Yeah. Still talking about Christmas. Says, and the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after its kind, and a tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself. Jesus said, the seed is the what? The word of God. So, Pastor, what are you talking about? I'm saying that what we need is already inside of us. By his breath and a seed. And the seed sown is multiplied. Someone say, I am a speaking spirit. I am going to prophesy and declare the word of the Lord. My world is changing right now, right now, right now, right now. Light has been released. The light of the Word of God has been released. I am not walking in darkness. I am walking in the light. Hallelujah. 13 and 14. Real quick. It says, and the evening and the morning were the third day, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Wait a minute, I thought we had light already. That was the first thing he said. But guess what? I don't know if you're ready for this. On day four, he put the sun and the moon and the stars and all of that in place. And they were meant for seasons and for days and for years. Oh, this is... I thought we had day one and day two and day three already. What is God saying? I put that there for counting of days for you. I don't need that because I am the light. I declare day one, day two, day three. I declare the days and the seasons, but for you, because you're natural, I give you days and times and seasons. But when he said, let there be light, he was already talking about the creation of man. He was already prophesying or declaring, because you and I are the light of the world. So when he said, let there be light, this very essence was put in place. And now he comes to day four, he puts that in place. Everything is putting in order. And by the time he gets to day six, he brings forth the man that he's prophesied about and breathes into that man his word. That man became a living soul. And then what does he do with that man? He says to the man, it's not good for you to be alone. Just like God says, he will never leave you nor forsake you. He says, not good for that man to be alone. I'm going to make you a helpmeet for you. But before he brings that man, he brings the woman, which he brought from inside of the man. Are we together? So while he was walking, she was walking, being carried by him. The first stage, are you ready for this? I don't know. Very first stage is God does everything for you. But he brings you to a place where he makes you his apprentice. The apprentice is the helper. Are we together? Am I speaking gibberish to you? Or am I going too high for you? Are we on the same page? If we're on the same page, just wave at me. All right. Okay. That's good. Not leaving anybody in the boonies. So he's carrying her. And then God takes her out and presents her to him. But God didn't say, that's your wife. Or I brought her out of you. He put him to sleep. He wakes up. How many of you know when God took the bone out, there was no scars, you know, with wires running. They stopped. Oh, what happened here? No, He looked just the same. That's bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. That's a womb man. That's a man that has a womb. Are we together? But before that happened, God caused him to learn how to prophesy. So how did he do that? He brought animals. God taught him how to be discerning. He brought animals. So what is this one called? So that's a giraffe. Long neck guy. Look at you, giraffe. This one, elephant. That one, tiger. Oh, that's a lion. That's a crocodile. And there comes a cockroach. Says, you're a cock, no dial. Cockroach. Ah. Separating things. This is the level where God is bringing him to the place where he begins to declare what God has declared. In fact, there is a tradition. I don't know whether to, because it's not clear in the scriptures this way, but there's a tradition of thought that says that when those animals were created, they were created as he was calling their names. That when he said tiger, tiger showed up. It's far-fetched, so we'll put it on the shelf somewhere. But what we can say for fact is this, that whatever it is that he called the thing, God said, that's its name. So God, bringing his apprentice alongside, was affirming him. And now brings physical, that which he was inside of him, brought that one, and they walked alongside. We know sin came into the world. Man fell because apprentice decided to be the boss. Everybody needs to be on their lane. You and I need to be on the lane God has called us to. What is it that we prophesy? We don't just prophesy anything that comes out of our minds. We say what God is quickening us to say. Hallelujah. Because that's where transformation takes place. Now, fast forward. We come to the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter. And the 2nd verse. And the word of God says, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. We were separated from darkness. The world was separated from darkness, light and darkness separated. And God now says, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. Psalm 119 and verse 130. Psalm 119 and verse 130 says, the entrance of thy words giveth light. When God's word comes in, light is released. It says it giveth understanding unto the simple. God's word releases enlightenment, brings us to a place of awareness, brings us to a place of discernment, brings us to a place where we are wise, knowledgeable, and fully equipped to make proper decisions. And he gives it even to the simple, the person that is slow, lazy in their minds. He says, my word will come in there and will tweak everything. Some say, I'm wise because of the word of God. The word of God has enlightened me. I am not ignorant. I'm not lazy in my mind. I have a wholesome memory. Praise the Lord. The word of God is the antidote to Alzheimer's and to every ailment of the mind. Praise God. Somebody say, I'm filled with the word of God. Do you have the word of God? Then use it. It is not the volume of what you know that matters, but the use of what you have. Use it. The word of God is the one tool that you need. It will fit any wrench or nut or screw. It will do what it needs to do. You have this word of God, and you are fully equipped for everything. So the word of God says, let it be unto me according to thy word. Yes? The word of God, the entrance of it. Isaiah 9 and verse 2 again says, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the what? Shadow of death. Upon them had the light shined. And we know that that light is the word of God. They that dwell, they're living in the land of the shadow of death. What does the psalmist say in Psalm 23 and verse 4? He says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I am not going to fear any evil, for thou art with me, my Emmanuel. Thy rod and thy staff, they what? Comfort me. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm not going to fear any evil. So we know that in the valley of the shadow of death, there's a precedence of the presence of the fear of evil. So many people are walking around thinking about what evil is going to befall them. Oh, I am about to retire now, but I don't have enough money. Oh, where am I going to live? Oh, what this? Why are you spending your time thinking about that? Do you know what God can bring about in your life? And all you're thinking is about all the evil that's going to befall you, all the bad things that are going to happen. Well, if that's what you're talking about, and that's what you're prophesying, and that's what you're seeing, it shall be so unto you according to your words. Now, you don't sit down doing nothing. And just wishing for stuff to happen. Well, that's contrary to the word of God. The word of God says if you don't work, you don't eat. Still the word of God. But we do also know that God is not bringing you to the place where you rely on your ability and all that you've collected and put together. But I say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. So stop worrying about what you're going to eat or drink and what of any of that. Stop worrying. Focus on having the word of God resident inside of you. First thing. And God, when you acknowledge the Lord, he will direct your path. He will show you what to do and how to do and when to do and when not to do. He'll connect you. Hallelujah. God is still God. Because he was born in a manger was not because God was broke. Hello? He was born in a manger for a reason. Because he is the Lamb of God that's going to take away the sins of the world. And so he was born in Bethlehem at the right time, because Bethlehem is a house of bread. That's what Bethlehem means. Bethlehem. Because he is the bread. Hallelujah. He's a good shepherd. So that's why God went and showed up to shepherds while they were busy watching their flock by night. He's born in this manger, this cradle where the sheep ate from. And by the way, the sheep from this place in Bethlehem is the sheep that was taken to the temple. So you are strategic. God knows where you are and why you are where you are. Hear that. You know, the Bible says about Saul that his father had lost some sheep or donkey, whatever it was. And he's dispatched to go look for this animal. Yeah? And he's busy looking for it. But really, God had an agenda. He thought he was looking for a missing animal. Meanwhile, God was looking for a king. He's going to get anointed and made a king. Hallelujah. He's going to get anointed and he's going to start prophesying. He's going to be changed to another man. He thought this, but God knew this. You may think, I'm in the wrong place. I'm at the wrong address. And God says, no, you're in the right place at the right time. I have a reason for you being here at this particular moment. When your life is in the hand of God, there are no mistakes. Oh, I don't think you heard that. I said, there are no what? Mistakes. There are no missteps. Everything is happening for a reason. The people you're going to meet tomorrow, you're going to meet for a reason. Even the ugly, mean ones. You're meeting them for a reason. And so when you come into an experience, you say, God, why am I here? And what exactly do you want done here? Because the people who walked in darkness get to see a great light. And that light is Jesus. But that light is also you. Why did I ever come to meet you? There's a reason. Why did you come meet me? There's a reason. Everybody here is here for a reason. There's nobody out of place. Even Judas was there for a reason. Hello? He was there for a reason. After everybody left, Judas was still hanging around. And Jesus is asking, why aren't you all guys all gone? Where else are we going to go? You have the word of life, Peter says. And Judas was there. Say with me, everybody in my life, because I am separated from darkness, is in my life for a reason. Not only did he see shepherds, but now he goes way out. Far in the east, into the Orient land. And he gets these kings, Magi. And they load up their camels. And they head in all from there, following a star. Are we together? And they come. They get to Jerusalem, Nazareth, or Bethlehem rather, is just a stone throw away. But they come to Jerusalem, the star is still there, and they figured out the star that we've been following is the star of a king. There is a king here in Jerusalem. So since there is a king here in Jerusalem, only kings can give birth to kings. So let's go to the palace. They used their natural mind and bypassed the spiritual connection they had. Are we together? And even that mistake, God had already put in the program. Are we together? God saw that coming. And God had planned for it. Come. Everything in your life, the good, the bad, the ugly, is in the plan. And has been addressed. Are we together? It's already calculated in the whole situation. Now, don't go crazy with that point now. Because how many of you know that there was a woman with the issue of blood who touched Jesus, got healed, and Jesus says, "Who touched me?" In essence, this was not in the plan. This was not, I didn't see this coming. Is it possible? Faith. But on the flip side, you can go crazy by yourself. And there are things that the devil did not plan, that God did not plan, and with your own crazy self, you brought into your life. This was not part of the equation. Oh, we're messing around here now. But God has everything checked out. Anyway, they go to Herod. And Herod says, none of my wives or concubines told me we had a baby. Check, 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 please check. They checked everywhere. No baby. No, we don't have any babies here. Yeah, but we've been following this star and brought us here. No. So it got deep. Religious leaders together says, is there something about this? Yeah, there's supposed to be a child born. Okay. Where is the child supposed to be? Over there in Bethlehem. Okay. So the wise, so-called wise man, Bible tells us, went out. And as they were moving around, all of a sudden, the star shows up again. And the star leads them to a house, not to a manger. I know we have the artistic rendition of the wise men coming to the manger with their little cigar boxes. No, they came to a house. Because God does not keep you in a manger. You may have started there, but you're ending up in a house. Somebody's getting an upgrade even right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Who is that person who's getting that upgrade? Praise the Lord. Me too, I want an upgrade. Yes, I want my upgrade too. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. So they come to the house and they present their gifts. Back up. If God starts leading you by the Spirit, don't go by the flesh. Because when you go by the flesh after being led by the Spirit, a lot of other people will get destroyed. Because of the mistake of the wise man, so-called wise man. Little children, 2 years and under, were killed, slaughtered. Meanwhile, God, who saw that coming, had all the resources Jesus and Joseph and Mary needed. He sent them to Egypt. And they had lots of dough to take care of themselves while they were out there. Joseph, Mary did not know they have been provided for. The very day he was born, while he was in a manger, he was provided for already. The camels were coming, but in the natural, they did not see it until it arrived. I declare, in the mighty name of Jesus, that those that God has assigned to be a blessing to you will not take a detour off and create problems, but that they come to you anyway and be a blessing to you anyway. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you receive that? Do you receive it? God is in me and with me. Will you say that? The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light, and those that were sitting, dwelling in the shadow of death have received the light of God. The word of God says, God has not given to you and I the spirit of what? fear, but a spirit of love, of power, and a sound mind. Say, I have the spirit of love. Say it again. I have the spirit of love. One more time. I have the spirit of love. The word of God says, God is love. So say with me, I have the spirit of God. I have power. And I have a sound mind. It is the mind of Christ. So say with me, I have the mind of Christ. I'm no longer in darkness. I'm in the light. And I am light. Praise the Lord. I am separated from darkness. The word of God says, Jesus is the light. John 1 and verse 9, and I wrap with this. John 1, 9. Jesus says to us, he says, he, the word, is that true light. Somebody say true light. That's a very distinct statement, true light. Because the devil, the Bible says, the devil comes like an angel of light, but he's not. But Jesus, the Word of God, is the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Everyone that comes into the world, he's the light that lights them. The reason many are still lost is because they do not know this true light. Some are pursuing enlightenment that is not based on the true light. The true light is the Word of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. Bow your heads with me. Maybe you're here this morning. You're here this day, and you know you need to reconnect with this light of God who lights everyone that comes into the world. You need to be lit. Your flame has gone dim, and you need to be ignited again, refired. The word of God has become foreign to you, but you need that word to come alive again inside of you. You need to just recommit yourself to God. You're dissatisfied with where your relationship is with God this very moment, but you want that relationship reignited. You want to know God. For you know that those that know God are strong, they're mighty, and they do exploits. And you want to be the one that God can use in this last of the last days. You say, Pastor, I want you to join an agreement with me right now, because I want to reconnect again with my Heavenly Father. I want to be separated as light is separated from darkness. I want to experience that separation from the lifestyle of defeat, shame, and confusion. I want the God life. I want to be a God carrier. I want to reconnect. Pastor, will you pray with me? Stand with me in prayer, and so that my relationship is quickened again. If that's you, just raise your hand. And I'll pray with you. Anyone like that? I see that hand. I see that hand. I see that hand. Hallelujah. I see that hand. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank God for every hand raised. Now, everyone say with me, Father, I receive your word for my life. I refuse to continue in the ways of darkness. I refuse to abide in the valley and the land of the shadow of death. I reject and this day declare with the words of decree from my mouth, I renounce and denounce every connection with that which is evil and that which does not honor you. I declare in the mighty name of Jesus that I am now one with God, forgiven, redeemed. God Almighty, you are in me and with me. And from this day, my life shall be a testimony and a testament of your glorious power in the mighty name of Jesus. Reign supremely in my life. I declare this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I celebrate the goodness of God in all of our lives. And remember, you've got what you need to do whatever it is you need to do, because you've got God inside of you. You've got His Word inside of you. So it is time to prophesy again. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. Well, at this time, we're going to honor God with our giving. Your giving is important to God. God is a giver. And part of our imageness of God is that we are also givers because His Spirit is in us. Amen? So I challenge you to give faithfully, especially at this time of the year where we acknowledge globally that Jesus was born. Now, I'm not going to tell you that Jesus was born on December the 25th, but that's the day that we celebrate as the day of His birth. But what I can say to you fervently is this, that it's not the day that He was born that matters, but that He was born. Amen? That we do know. Praise God. The day is immaterial to that point. He was born. And He was born to set us free. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And so let's be thankful for that. And now, at this time, we will share in communion together. While the communion elements, if you didn't get one, just raise your hand. Hallelujah. Does anyone know how to sing that song? Mary, did you know? Do we have... Okay, come and sing it for us. Did you know that your baby boy was born in Abraham's hand? And this little babe you hold in. Wait, We look forward to seeing you tonight at 6:30 for a wonderful time together. We're going to share communion, and that's going to be the song that we're going to close with. Just keep on playing quietly, and when we are done with communion, you can take it up. Aren't you glad that you're loved? That God did not leave you in the garbage heap, got you out, got me out, cleaned us up, shined us up, fixed everything that needs to be fixed. And now we are a precious price. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On display. And everyone sees and says, looks like him, but I'm not too sure. Well, it was me. Blind, but now I can see. It was me sitting at the beautiful gate, born lame, but now I'm walking, leaping, and praising the Lord. That is your testimony. As this year wraps up, you are a son, a daughter, displaying the splendor of a God that's loved you with an everlasting love. As you take off this body, and you eat, remember, the greater one is in you and in me. His word is alive in us, and we are no longer in darkness. We are now light. Amen. Take and eat in Jesus' name.
As you take of this cup of blessing this morning, know that Jesus was born for you. Jesus in you, the hope of glory.
Yes, yes.
Jesus in you, you've been empowered. Jesus in you, you have success and victory. Jesus in you, because of his blood, death can no longer swallow you.
Amen.
People die, but they are not in death zone. They are in God. So take of this blessing cup and know that you and your household, you are blessed forevermore.
Hallelujah. God is good.
All the time.
We are thankful for his manifold blessings. Hallelujah. Amen. Is there anyone visiting for the first time today? Okay. I'll come to you, your entire family. I'll come to you when they start singing in just a moment. You may be seated. Let's just say hello to some of the saints that are online. We have sister.